So we're starting about Ezra Hashem, Vav Metzia, Daf Mem Vav, and we're picking up in the middle of the sugya. So we discussed, we started the Perek Hazav a couple dafim ago, and we understand that there's a concept of Peres and a concept of Kesef, and when it's the person who makes a kinyan on the Peres, now the Mishnah had to discuss what's considered Peres versus Kesef. Once you make a kinyan on the Peres, you're going to be kind of the Kesef. The Gemara brought a machlokes earlier on Mem Hei Amud Beis, so I understand that Kesef doesn't compel the other side, meaning the kinyan on the Peres will be mechayev, the way we said, will be mechayev the mois. Okay, which means that as soon as for instance, the lekeach, the buyer takes, as soon as the mecher makes a kinyan, the buyer makes a kinyan on the Paris, so then all of a sudden he's going to be chayev the money and he can't go back. So it's considered a completed sale. Now he owes the money. Now, money doesn't work the same way, meaning if you make a kinyan on the mice, that doesn't, at least according to the Rabbanon, that is not going to complete the sale, and the whole thing can be unwound. Now, where Mishnah said you have a Mishapara. We wanted to know, we had a machlekes, Rav and Levi, what happens, can you use a matbea to affect what we call chalipin, right? So you don't use it as money, but rather as chalipin, meaning what's the difference between chalipin and a regular kinyan, for instance, Peres and Mammon, is when you, on chalipin, once one side makes a kinyan on the item, so then he's also makne the other item to the other side. So it is completed both ways, doesn't matter which way. So what happens if I do b'teres chalipin? And the Gemara we had a machlekes between Rav and Levi. It certainly seemed to be leaning towards that Mabea is not nasa chalipin, okay, will not make chalipin, meaning if you try to give it over b'teres chalipin, the coin, it won't automatically affect the entire transaction. Now we're going to pick up five lines from the bottom on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rav Papa, afilu l'manda Amar ein mabea nasa chalipin. So even according to the Manda who says that mabea cannot make chalipin, so you can't use the coin, the mabea, as, for instance, the sutter to make chalipin, mi'evad hu deloyavad chalipin. It does not make chalipin, meaning it can't go ahead and complete for the other side. You can't be makne, the item on the other side, but aknuye mikna bechalipin. Okay, however, if, let's say, you have a sudr, which is a kli, and the money, the kinyan on the sudr, would complete the coin. So it's the coin, right, if you're initiating it based on the coin, the mabea, that won't work, according to the man namar, ein mabea nasa chalipin, but if you make a kinyan on the sudr, it would be makne the coin. How do I know this? Midi dehava apira l'Rav Nachman. Like Peres Rav Nachman. So the Gemara is going to have later, we mentioned it earlier, but the Gemara is going to have later a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What is the mikar for chalipin? That is the pasuk in Rus that talks about Shalaf Ish Naloi when Bayaz is acquiring the. Bayaz makes a kinyan back to the from the Gael. So he uses the pasuk in Rus says that the way a kinyan was done in those days, is a person would take off his shoe, shalach ish naloi, and that would be used for the chalipin. Now, a shoe is actually a keli. So Rav Nachman holds that it has to be dafka a keli. Okay, in order to chalipin, like we do, for instance, with the sudr, it has to be done with a keli. Now, midi dahava apera, Rav Sheshes says that even a fruit, you can do chalipin with as long as it's, quote, called a davar mesuyim. As long as it's a completed item, right, it's a chashav enough item, it doesn't have to be a kli, it's lav davka kli, and then why does the pasuk say kli? Okay, why does it use naloi? So the Gemara will go through that. So the point is that even according to Rav Nachman, who holds that to initiate a chalipin, you need a kli, that initiates the kinyan of the chalipin, and that'll be maknet for the other side. He holds that if, let's say, you're trying to exchange, right, you're trying to do a kinyan chalipin on a sudr for peiros, that will work. So just like using a kli to be kind of peiros will work, even though peiros won't work to initiate the chalipin, so too, even though money won't work to initiate the chalipin, it can be niknet, you can acquire it, or makna, right, on the other side, if money, and one side is money, one side is a kli, a kinyan on the kli could affect the transaction for the money, right? So me the haba pirul Rav Nachman lavafagav the inulay of the chalipin, peiros can't initiate the chalipin. They can't make the chalipin. Why? Because it's not kalim. Aknuyim maknu b'chalipin, but it can't get exchange in the chalipin. Tivanami, so to the coin, leishna, it's no different, right? It shouldn't be any difference. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on this. Okay, so again, there's two. We had the machlokes. We have machlokes earlier on the Amud that discuss we have two sides, right? When you talk about chalipin, you're exchanging. So we cannot initiate the exchange by making a kinyan on the coin. Okay, even if it's b'taras chalipin, even if you go with that man da'amar, you can go ahead and a coin and mabaya can be acquired b'chalipin, meaning if it's initiated on the other side by a keli, it would work. And we prove that from Nachan Meis, in fact, the Gemara, if a person is standing in a geirin, and he doesn't have any money, okay? So what is he trying to do over here? So he's in a geirin, and he's trying to deal with his Meiser Sheni. Now, the standard, what would happen with Meiser Sheni is that you'd be paidah your Meiser Sheni, we saw this earlier, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Now, when you're paidah your Meiser Sheni, you're going to have to pay a chaymish, if it's your Meiser Sheni. But if you're paid to somebody else's Meiser Sheni or somebody else's paid to your Meiser Sheni, so then you don't have to pay the chaymish. So again, you're trying to affect the transaction like every good business deal without paying the taxes, right? Are there any tax loopholes available over here, right? It's more money in the deal. So now, the guy doesn't have any money. He's in the Gairin. He tells his friend, these payers are given over to you. So now they're yours. And then he says, I'm going to be machalan on the money that's in my house. Okay, so he gives the matana, he gives him the pay raise. And then, right, he all understands this is chaveray, right? So they all understand what's going on over here. And he's going to be machalan with his money. Okay, so taima de'im bi'adai mais. The reason why he gives him the pay raise. And then his machal with the money is because he doesn't have the money on him. But let's say he would have money. That would be the better way to do the transaction. And Rashi, because this guy's a nachri. Meaning, the Gemara is saying it's like this. That this seems to be a bidyeved way of doing it. It's not as nice. Meaning, giving over the paris versus giving over the money, right? There's two things. If the paris belong to the guy at the geirin, and the money belongs to him. So if he uses his money to machal his payres, he's going to have to pay the chaymish. So there's two ways he can avoid it. Either he can give him the payres, the other guy, and then use his own money, right? Use his own money to be machal the payres. Or he can give him his money, and then the payres still belong to him, and machal is based on the money. And that would be a better way, giving the money. That's considered less of a harama, Rashi says. She'enin niris harama kol kach li'pater min ha'chemish. Rashi does not explain why. Dehavalei, he says, dehavalei chaverin nuchra, which is really the language of the Gemara, legami ma'aser, v'kirina me'mi ma'aseroi prat shel achem. And this would be, so I saw one of the pshatim is that payres are more mesuyim. They're more identifiable as belonging to a specific person than money, which is more universal, right? Money, we never know who it belongs to. And therefore, that would be a better way if you're cheating the system, at least try to do it in a way that you're affecting the lap, you are putting into effect a loophole, but at least do it in a way that it has a better optics surrounding it. And if you tell me that a mabeya could be nikna b'chalipin, so again, it would have been better instead of giving him the payers, which are right here, b'matana, is if he had the money, let's say he had both, he had the money in his pocket and the payers in front of him, better to give him the money. So now we're saying he doesn't have the money, right? We know the Bryce said, b'chazer, he didn't have the money. Okay, so now, if it would have been better to give the money, so why don't you give him the money? So why don't you go ahead and give him the money, agav a sudr, okay, meaning exchange a sudr. And then, meaning the friend gives him a sudr, he gives him the money, right? And just have it nikneh b'chalipin. You only need one of those items here in order to affect it. If, in truth, money can get carried along in a chalipin, it could be the flip side of the equation, why don't you do that if giving him the money would be better? So the Gemara says, the less lay sudr. There's no sudr. So the Gemara says, okay, well, I could still get him the money, even though the money's not here, I'll some other kinyan. V'nikninhu ni'ale agav karka. So they don't have a sudr, so they can't do kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara says, v'nikninhu ni'ale agav karka, the less lay karka. So why don't you go ahead and be makna agav karka, meaning why doesn't the person who has both the money and the payers give his friend a piece of karka? And like we know that nechasim shein lamachayis can be nechna, can be kind of along with nechasim shein lamachayis karka, right? So agav the karka, if you're going to give him the karka, he'll get the metalton, the money as well, and then the money now there'll be two different parties. One person has the payers, one person has the money, and you can go ahead and be paid. So the Gemara says the less like karka. He doesn't have karka. Frech the Gemara, really? He doesn't have karka? Meaning right now, this guy has payers. He's standing in a geirin, ostensibly his geirin, and he has the money, right? He doesn't have karka. So the Gemara says begeirin she'ino shaloi. Okay, fine. So we can't use a kinyan, what we call kinyan agav, to get his friend the money, which would be the preferred way of having the two items, money and payers, in different people's rishos. Frech the Gemara, right? Now let's go back to our first answer. We said that there's no sudar. Really? The Tana is going to establish a case we're talking about a guy standing in the geirin without clothing? He doesn't have any clothing? Meaning, well, what about his clothing? Take off his shirt and use that. That's a sudar, right? That's a kli. Why don't you use that? So, el olav, so, and that can't be. El olav, shmamina, ein mabea nikna b'chalipin, shmamina. Okay, so we see that ein mabea nikna b'chalipin. So not only, and by the way, Tosis points out, this would be a raya also for the afilu lamanda amar to actually say this, that even if, again, let's say a coin can initiate the chalipin, it also can't come along in the chalipin if you do a kinyan on the sudar, and we see that both ways. Okay, va'af Rav Papa ha'derbe, and Rav Papa himself also, right? Rav Papa was the one who said, "Amar Rav Papa, afilu b'andamayimadei nasa chalipin," that the coin can't be used to start the chalipin and be makna the other item. It can't even come along with it. So, Rav Papa ha'derbe, ki ha'der Rav Papa, where do we see this? Rav Papa had, we had this story recently in Bava Kama. Rav Papa had, havalei tracer alfei dinri, 12,000 dinners, a lot of money. In Bei Chayzai, right? So somebody owed him the money. He was a pekadon. Someone was holding on to that money for him in Bei Chayzai. Akninu l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha agav asifa debesa, and he was maknet to Rav Shmuel bar Acha agav asifa debesa. Okay. Now what happened over there? If you remember the story, was that we were discussing that when one goes to retrieve a pekadon, right? If I, let's say, I have money somewhere. So if I go ahead and I appoint a shliach, so the person can decline to give it to my shliach, because he's going to say, again, until the money gets back into my hands, right, I'm the person in the mafkid, so then he's going to be on the hook. And he's not interested, meaning right now he has the money in his house. So the question is, how do you compel him to give the money back if he's not giving it to you directly? Because you could always tie in a, I'm only giving it to the baal hamafkid, because otherwise I'm going to be on the hook for einzin. Okay, so the way he had to do it was he had to make the shliach a partner in the money. Okay, but the money's not here. The money is over there, right? He gave it over to somebody else. That's where he's trying to get it back from. So he made a kinyan agav. How? Agav asifa debesa. That is the threshold of the house, which is using a piece of karka. So he used kinyan agav to give him the money, and he didn't use what? It was money. He didn't use a sudar. So from the fact that he dafka had to use kinyan agav, otherwise it would have been easier to do it with a sudar, right? Certainly less risky, right? When you give him a sudar that's worth nothing, right? So it would have been less risky for him, and yet he used that. Okay, so from the fact that in order to exchange money, essentially, to make a kinyan on the money, he needed a kinyan agav, and he couldn't use a kinyan sudar. We see that money cannot even be acquired using on the flip side of a kinyan sudar, along with the kinyan, even if the kinyan actually was initiated and done by the sudar, the money can't come along with it. Kiyasa, and kiyasa, the postscript to the story is kiyasa, when the guy was coming, right? This was a successful transaction by Rav Papa. So kiyasa, when the guy was coming, nafak la'ape ad tavach, the pasha understanding is he was so excited that he was finally getting his 12,000 dinners back that he ran to greet him ad tavach. Okay. V'chein amar ula, so too, ein mabea nasa chalipin. Ula also says that ein mabea nasa chalipin. Okay, so this is going back to the machlekes. We had machlekes Rav and Levi, right? Rav Papa was coming off of that, saying afilu ma namar ein mabea nasa chalipin. It could come along with it, which the Gemara shlugged up. That now we're going to bring a whole host of Amoraim who hold that ein mabea nasa chalipin. V'chein amar Ula ein mabea nasa chalipin. V'chein amar Rav Asi ein mabea nasa chalipin. Again, that you cannot use a coin. Just like a coin can't be kaina, mais is not kaina, so too, you can't affect or begin the transaction of chalipin using a coin. B'chein amar Rav Bar Chana, amar Rav Yochanan b'pein asa chalipin. So now we're going to ask Akash on this. Eistei, Rabbi Abba, le'ula, hareishayu chamar avu poilin tevun asa b'shuk. So guy comes out to the shuk, he comes out to the marketplace, and apparently he owes a lot of people money. Chamar avu poilov. Right, so everybody wants to get paid. They see him, they run over to him, they want to get paid. So he doesn't have any money on him, and he goes to the shulchani and he says, "Tainli bedinner mois, Why don't give me some money? Tain li b'dinar mois, va'afar insaim. I'm going to settle all my creditors who are driving me nuts. Okay? And v'ani el alecha yafa dinner v'trisus. I'm going to give you a dinner plus. Trisus is like a lashon plus something else, plus a little extra for you, which sounds like ribbis. Right, so I'm going to give you a dinner plus mimoish yeshli bebesi im yeshli mois mutter. So if he has money in his house, then it will be okay. Okay, but v'im lav aser. Okay, and if he doesn't have money in his house, it's going to be a problem. Now the Gemara says v'isakadaitach ein matbea nasa chalipin. Then if matbea is not doesn't if this is not done al chalipin. So how is this working? How am I giving my dinner plus to a guy for a dinner right now, okay, which would be ribbis if it was done in a loan? If the only other way to make this happen is chalipin that we're exchanging. So we see that you could, right? What's the shulchan giving him a coin? So we see that you could affect chalipin. Going back to the original machlekes, you could start a chalipin using a coin. Must be. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem of ribbis. Huh? You have a riot at both ends. Yes, yeah. Again, the way that we're calling this is that Rav Papa comes on top of that, right? Rav Papa, and he said that. I'm a Rav Papa. I feel the ema ben asa chalipin. We have a little bit, but it can come along with it. But if mapeya can't, I'm saying, but if you can't, right? If it can't come along with it, right? Then for sure it wouldn't be able to make chalipin in the first place. So we see, yeah, that it wouldn't be. And you're right. The coin, there's a coin on both sides here, so you'd have a riot at both sides. So ishtik. Okay, so he was quiet. So it must be that it's that you have chalipin over here. So ishtik, he was quiet. Amarle, dilma aidi ba'aidi b'prutatois shanu. Okay, so we're talking about prutatois. We're talking about like little coins. Deleka olayu tiva. Okay, and there is no matbea. There's no tiva. So this doesn't have. It's not in the qualifications of money. And the only time you're gonna have a problem again when you're saying lending and borrowing is money, right? Meaning if I lend you $50 and you pay it back 51, that would be a problem, right? Schar hamtanas mas, that would be a problem of ribbis. But if we're using something that, yes, it looks like a coin, but it's not technically a coin, so then I'm lending you little chips, essentially, and you're paying me back chips. It's not money, and you won't have the problem.
It's not ribbis, or it is a chalipin.
In other words, really, he lent him the coins, he's paying back the coins, but they're not real coins, and therefore it's not going to be ribbis. Okay, now, v'aydi v'aydi b'pei rehavu, umishim. Well, we said sub is sub. We'll get to there in a second. But ID pay rehavo, okay? And really, what we consider these quote coins without a tzura, we consider them pay. So mishum haki niknu bechalipin amarle in dekanami, okay? In dekanami must be talking about prutatais dekatani yafa dinner vitrisas, because he said I'm going to pay you back something worth a dinner and trisas. He didn't say v'loy katani dinner yafa. He didn't say I'm paying you back a dinner plus Trisas, plus, he said, I'm paying you back something that is worth, that is nice, like a dinner, but Trisas, right? So it's a question of value, and therefore he's paying it back. What about Sabasa, right? So that's the question. And even if you're talking about Sabasa, so it's clear here that if it's Sabasa, we said that he had the money in his house. So when we talk about Sabasa, it's only a problem we know. For instance, if let's say the money's available, then we said, you don't have a problem with sabasa. Now, even though this is technically money, and Tosfos speaks this out, since you're paying back with, considering it not a coin, but it is the value of money, that even in the havamina, the only time you would have a problem is, let's say I lent you $50, you're paying me back $50 if it's the exact same coin or denomination. But over here, if you're paying back with something different, so then you would have, it would be in a different category, you wouldn't have a problem. It says, that this more mimics mekachol memkar. When you talk about mekachol memkar, the only issue would be sabisa, not ribis. Okay, meaning it's like you're lending items, which yes, there's a problem with ribis drabanon, but like we explained, you only have a problem with sabisa if he doesn't have it in his house. But if he has it in his house, for instance, like we said, let's say he's waiting for his son to bring the key, then the Rabbanon weren't geyser in that case, sabasa. Okay, and that is how you solve the problem. Ravashi Amar, he says no. Lo'olam be damim, okay, uve prutatais, kiven de isli, since he has, nase ka'aymer, right, this is really where Tosfos speaks it out on. Ravashi Amar, lo'olam be damim, really it is money, uve prutatais, kiven, so prutatais are considered money, Kivin de isle, like we explained, nase ka'imer halveni achavet bini, oyachemtem avteach. Okay, meaning that this is considered sabasa. Like we explained, Tosfos is saying that even where it is money over here, since you're paying back with different denominations, different types of coins, it really functions more like mekachol memkar and not like a regular loan. In In other words, Rivas Daraisa applies on a loan. So if I borrow $50, I pay back $55, Chayim Tanas Mais, so then that would be Rivas Daraisa. Rivas Darabanan is I'm borrowing something and I'm paying you back something else, and the value is going to be different. So again, as long as it's different, what you're paying back with is it's a different denomination. It's not the same dollars, meaning I'm giving you, I don't know if it would work like this far, right? You have to understand the way money was in those days. But let's say he lent him $2 and he paid him back 8 quarters or 9 quarters, right? So again, he's paid back a different denomination. You could say that would be more like Mekach Memkar. Then what you're saying is you still have an issue of Ribbis Durabbanon, which is Sabasa, except that by Ribbis Durabbanon, the Rabbanon were in Geyser where you actually have the money in his house. And he said over here, again, he was finding the Shulchani in the Shuk and he was going to pay it back for money he had in his house. Okay. So that's the two answers. Tashma. So the Gemara says, again, we're still on the machlekes that we had yesterday, machlekes Rav and Levi. If my beya is nasa chalipin, can it make chalipin or not? Kol hanase damim ba'acher, kivon shazachaze, anything that it sounds like the lashon of hanase damim ba'acher, that is universally accepted, and it is money, essentially, kivon shazachaze, is chayiv zeba chalipin. Okay, so kol hanase damim ba'acher. What is that quote? Right, what's the category of kol hanase damim ba'acher? My nihu matbea. Right, what is money? What is used as currency? A matbea, coin. And yet, what do we say? We say that it would work. My nihu matbea v'shmamina matbea nasa chalipin. Okay, so again, this would be a kasha. How could you tell me that matbea is not nasa chalipin? It seems like kol hanase damim ba'acher, which is matbea, can make chalipin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hachika Amar. Kol hanishum damim. It's not nase, but it's hanishum damim v'acher. Anything that is nishum, that could be evaluated, which basically means anything that could be turned into, you can ascribe a monetary value, which is essentially all metazolim. And that's what we mean. It doesn't mean money. It means all metazolim we could put a value on. Hanishum, we can evaluate v'acher. Kivin shezachazen is chayiv zeh. Okay, so again, what we see is we're not talking about money, but we're saying metaltlin. What we're basically saying is all metaltlin you can exchange bechalipin. Hachanan mistabra, that it makes sense that what we're talking about is metaltlin. Why? And metaltlin, we're calling things that get evaluated, computed into money, meaning hachanan mistabra, mitani seifa. The seifa said, Ketzad, what's an example of this? Hichlif shar bepara. That again, we see what we're talking about is metalzel and not money, because the ketzad of explaining what this case is if you exchange a shar for a para or chamar b'shar shmamino. So the Gemara says, okay, well, hold on 1 second. So you went off and you thought that it was really money. So what was the havamina that it was money? Meaning, if you just have to go one line down and you see what's a case of kol hanase damim ba'acher, it really means metalzelin. And what was your havamina to think it's money? Because the example given is if you're machlif shar bepara or chamar bepara, right? So my ketzad. So in the havamina, how would you have understood the ketzad, which is immediately after the statement of kol anase damim ba'acher, and you were thinking it's money? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says hachi kamar upiri nami. You have to put in like a chasur mechzur b'hachi ketani, meaning kol anase damim ba'acher money. And also upiri nami of the chalipin. Then not only money, my back, nasa chalipin, but Paris also can initiate, can make chalipin. Ketzad, how? Hechlif shar bapara chamar bashar. Okay, so then you by adding in a couple words, so then that would have been my havamina. Honey, chalav Rav Sheshes, so the Gemara says, okay, that would make sense according to Rav Sheshes Damar Peri Abdi Chalipin. So again, if you're saying it's Peri, I would have added in Peri, and Shar and Para are not an example of Kol Anase Damim Ba'acher, again, because we're in the Havamina, that Kol Anase Damim Ba'acher really means money. Okay, so I would have added in Peris. Well, the problem is, like we said, we had just a little bit ago, Peris making Chalipin, that would only be good according to Rav Sheshes. El Rav Nachman, Damar Kli, that you require a Kli in order to initiate, in order to start the Chalipin. El Rav Nachman, Damar Kli, in Abel Peir Eloi, Avdi Chalipin, my Ketzan. So what's the Ketzan? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. No, really, we're sticking with money. What we're saying is like this. Their money can make Chalipin, and what's an example of turning something into a monetary value? Meaning, Yesh Damim Shein Kichalipin. You could, in certain instances, you could have money that functions like chalipin. How? Ketzad hechlif demei shar bepara. Let's say you exchange the demei shar bepara. Now, what's going on over here? Meaning, let's say I went ahead, oy demei chamar bishar. So let's say I went ahead and I gave you my shar. Okay, so I gave you my shar. We did a kinyan. before, yesterday, right? 5 minutes ago, whatever it is now. And I said, okay, it's going to be $50. Now you owe me the $50. Then you come over to me and say, you know what? You know what? I decided instead of paying you the $50, how about I'll just give you, I have a chamar that's worth $50 and I'll just give you that chamar. So again, here you're doing a chalipin, so go ahead and do a kinyan on the chamar and that'll settle the money. So by changing it into money, you now effectively have done a transaction of the meishar b'par. That was the havamina b'shar. My time with Rav Nachman. Okay, so again, that is how we thought this would work. My time with Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman hold that? Why does Rav Nachman hold that when we talk about a kinyan of chalipin, it has to be kli? So he holds that really money would work, and money would work in this situation, even if you're exchanging it for money. Why? Because he also Yechanan Devar Torah Mois Kainas. Money really works mitaraisa. Umipnei Ma Amru Mishicha Kaina. Why did they say that Mishicha? Well, in order to actually affect the transaction, you need Mishicha, and money alone doesn't work. That's only because Gzera Shem Yemer Loi Nisrevu Chitecha Baalia. The concern is that if the guy is selling, right? If the guy sells, so the buyer gives him the money, and that affects the transaction. But the chitim are still sitting in the aliyah of the buyer. And let's say there's a fire in the buyer's house, and whoops, chitim, our chitim and the aliyah, that's what gets burned. The seller can always say, that was your chitim. Okay, what's his incentive to put out the fire? To protect the other guy's stuff. Okay, so in order to protect the other guy's stuff, that's why the rabbanon were geyser, that the only way to affect a transaction involving the tatlin is with Mashicha. The money doesn't, right, when you're buying and selling, the money won't won't complete the transaction. Umilsa the Shicha Gazra Rabbanon. So again, only by Milsa the Shicha, what we're gonna say is the Rabbanon were geyser. But this is a weird transaction, right? You're not really, it's not a really a buying and selling. This is not really a situation where you're being machlif de mei shara with the mei par. And therefore, since it's a strange way of doing it, milcha, you know, so really money would be kaina. Okay, so the chiddush of the brisa would now be, and the havamina was, that I thought money was working, meaning that this weird way of using money in a transaction, because you are saying, I owed you $50 and now I'm giving you back a chamar for the $50 that I owed you. So that's not a standard way of buying and selling. This is settling a debt that came off of a previous transaction. So it's not a standard case. If it's not a standard case, Rabbanon weren't geyser. Again, that assumes that money, mois, kind of midaraisa, and the whole idea of Mashicha, of why there has to be a kinyan on the metaltolin when the flip side is money first, is because, in order to affect the transaction, is because of Dilma, Nisrefu Shem Yemeloi Nisrefu Chitcha Baalia. Okay, so Milsa Doloi Shchicha LeGazer BeRabbanon. Now the Gemara says, okay, hold on 1 second. Ulrei Shakish Da Amar Mishicha Mefureshes Ben Atayra. So that's very nice. Like Rabbi Yechanan holds that really money would work midaraisa. The whole idea of Mishicha is in the Rabbanon. But according to Rei Shakish, who holds that no, Mishicha is Mefureshes Ben Atayra. That really Mishicha is its own king. He's going to learn it from a pasuk. We're going to get there soon. But that means that. There is no kinyan on mice at all. Meaning, that's the point here. That money, a kinyan on the money, won't work at all. There is no kinyan for money, period. So, if Reish Lakash holds like Rav Sheshes, Mataritz like Rav Sheshes. So he could actually hold, so then he could be Mataritz the way this is working like Rav Sheshes. But if he holds like Rav Nachman, the Amar Pi really of. So if he holds like Rav Sheshes, that Paris could make Chalipin, so then you're going to be okay. But if he holds like Rav Nachman, if Reish Lakash holds like Rav Nachman, that payre is not a loyev de chalipin matbea like kani hechi mitaritzla. How is he going to answer this? The Gemara says, no problem. Al karchach, you're going to have to say karef sheshes mitaritzla. Okay, so you have to take sides, meaning it has to be that Rav Nachman, when you talk about how to use chalipin, it has to be that Rav Nachman is going to hold like Rav Yechanan. And Reish Lakish, who says, meaning in regards to, is there a kinyan daraisa with money or not? And Reish Lakish is going to have to go like Rav Sheshes. So now the Gemara is going to ask one more kasha. Tanan kol hametaltolin koine zeze. So we had this in our Mishnah. It said that all metaltolin would be koine each other. V'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, again, so we're going on this idea that ema ben asa chalipin. However, our Mishnah says, kol hametaltolin koine zeze. That means that when one party goes ahead and does a mashicha on one of the metaltolin, then the other party automatically gets the other metaltolin. Okay, so that's what it means. Now, says the Gemara, Rama Reish Lakish, Vafilu kiss mali mice, be kiss mali mice. that even a wallet full of money would go ahead and affect the transaction on another wallet full of money. So what do we see? We see that in a way, matbea nasa chalipin. Because we said kol metaltin, so even a kiss mali mice. So the Gemara says no, it doesn't really mean a kiss mali mice. Mice cannot be used for it. Chalipin doesn't fit into the category of metaltin in this regard. Tirgamar of acha bediner anka va nigra. That what we're talking about when we said kol ha metaltin kaina zazet and Reish Lakish said afilu kiss mali mice, he didn't actually mean matbeis mice, because matbeis would be a problem. That we're talking about dinner anka va nigra. Okay, so these would be bad coins. Echad, what's it? An anka and a nigra. There are two different types of coins. Echad shepaslasei malchus. One of these types of coins are ones that the malchus pasled. Echad shepaslasei medina. That the medina pasled. Now there's a difference between the medina pasling something and the malchus pasling something. When the malchus pasles it, right? So the government says, you know, this coin is no longer valid, right? So there's still a black market for it. It still could be used just under the table. As opposed to when the Medina outlaws it, no one's going to accept it. Okay? Now, the flip side of that is when the Medina outlaws it, it's only a bad coin in that Medina. But if you take it somewhere else, it could be used. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, Vitzricha, I needed Mervacha to say that we're talking about mice and mice. Again, because we're talking about a kiss mole mice, to be machlo for the kiss mole mice, we're talking about two different types of puzzle money. One guy needs the anka, and one guy needs the anigra. Okay, meaning v'tzricha. The yashmin and psul asim malchus. If we would have just talked about a quote coin that is psul malchus mishum de leisagi klal. Okay, because that is leisagi klal, right? I'm not using it. I will psul asim medina de sagi le medina achriti. So I can't use it. But meaning I can't use it on an above board transaction at all. But a psulasa medina, the sagalim medina achriti, that I can use above board in another place. Okay, so then I would have thought that ema akati matbeahu. I would have thought that it still is called an matbea, and if it's matbea, it won't work with chalipin. Vein matbea nikna bechalipin. V'yashmin in psulasa medina. And if I would have just used an example, in other words, I needed kiss mali mois, but kiss mali mois on the two sides, two different psuls. If I would have just talked about a psul medina, mishum dolay sagi le loy bitsenav labi farhesya. Okay, because in a place where that coin is puzzle, I can't use it. There's no black market for it either. I can't use it privately or publicly. But something that is a psul malchus that I could at least, again, use on an under-the-table transaction, I would have said, okay, and therefore, that is the point of saying we're switching. That's why you're switching two different puzzle coins with each other. What is the point of having two different puzzle coins, and we're saying that they're different, they're slightly slightly puzzle. Each one has a reason to suggest that maybe we would consider it more like a matbea and it would be a real coin, and we wouldn't treat it like shar metaltolin that we said a kind of zebezeh bechalibin. Okay, so really we stayed very much on point and on topic, although we asked some kashas and parrots, right? We got into this yesterday when we had a machlekes between Rav and we had a machlekes between Rav and Levi, is matbea nasa chalipin. Rav Papa started today saying that even according to Manda Amar, matbea ein nasa chalipin, that a Kenyan Suder would help, right, let's say, to acquire a matbea using chalipin, meaning a Kenyan on the Suder would bring the coin along in the chalipin, would be maknet to the other person. And we said, how do I know? Me to have a pure Rav Nachman, right? The raya was that Rav Nachman holds that you can't start, you can't affect a chalipin using a peiros, right? But because it has to be shalafish, now it has to be a kli. But for sure, everybody holds that if you use a soder, the peiros can come along with it. So to matbea can work. And although that was the logic to say that for a puppet saying that afilu matbea in nasa chalipin, that it can come along in with the chalipin, okay, it could get affected. We asked Akasha from the case of a guy who is standing begayrin, he's trying to get out of paying the chaymish on the Meiser Sheni, and we suggested that the way to deal with it, he had money at home, he had the payers in front of him, he didn't own the gayrin, right? And the only way that he can get one of those things, either the money or the payers, to his friend was by giving him the payers, even though the preferred method would have been to give the money. We said he can't give the money. Why? Because the money's not here. Well, and we can't use Kenyan Agav because he doesn't own the land, so he can't give him the money Agav that. And we said, well, if you can do Chalipin, and the flip side of that can be the money, so why doesn't he accept a Suder from the guy and give him the money as on the in exchange for the Soder, and we said that the guy doesn't have any clothing. Okay, the Chaver doesn't have any clothing. We said, or they're both, right? They both have no clothing. It depends. Actually, there's a Machlokes Rishayim whether or not you could use a borrowed Soder or not. And we said, so he doesn't have any clothing. From the fact that we said he doesn't have any clothing, from the fact that it wouldn't make sense to say that we're talking about where there's no clothing, we see that Chalipin will not work. Well, money can't get pulled along on the exchange for a Kenyan Soder. It doesn't make sense that we're talking about people that are selling in the Geirin that are Gavra Artiloi. Okay, and therefore we see that Kenyan Chalipin won't work to affect the money. And we Taka also see this from the story of Rav Papa, when he needed to bring somebody else in on his 12,000 dinners, he had to use Kenyan Agav. He couldn't use Kenyan Soder. That would have been less risky and easier. Okay, so we see that Rav Papa himself was Hadar Bey from this, from his Shita, saying that that not only can it not initiate a chalipin, but it can't get pulled along in a chalipin. Then we got back into the mapei nasa chalipin. Ula Rabasya Rachana, Rav Yochanan, the mapei nasa chalipin, and we asked Akasha from the story of people came to him in the shuk, and we said that he exchanged, right? He wanted the shulchani to give him some money right now in exchange for money that he had back home, and he was going to give him something extra. We said, oh, something extra. Well, if you're giving him something extra, that would be ribbis. So Elamai must be, and he's giving him money to settle his creditors that are harassing him in the shuk. So it must be that it was done al chalip, and we see them at Bayan Nasa Chalip. And we answer, no, it wasn't real money. Okay, now we had a couple different answers. It wasn't real money, but either we said it wasn't real money, meaning at all, it wasn't Mapei at all, or Ravashi said that it was money, but since it was different money and he had it at home, so since it was different money, it works more like Mekach HaMemkar Tzabisa. And since he had the money at home, we know the Rabbanon weren't Asr Tzabisa, and you're going to be okay. Okay, then we tried to ask Akasha from the Brisa of Kol Naseh Damim, which is Naseh Damim sounds like money. And we said that no, it's not. So we see money can be used for chalipin. So the Gemara answered, no, it's called anishim. It means any metaltlin. And hachinam mistar because it says ketsad shar hichlif shar bapar. And the Gemara said, oh, hold on 1 second. What was your havim? You didn't even think it was money. So he came up with this case. It's a little weird where you were exchanging a par and chamar with money. Why? Because it was previously done as a sale, and now the guy who owed the money based on the previous sale tried to flip it on the other side, so that would work as a chalipin, even though there's money there. And what's the chiddush that we said that is going like Rav Yochanan, that the whole idea of Meshicha is what is really mois is kaina. And over here, you were using it, the flip side of the transaction was money. So really, money would work. And the whole reason that the Rabbanon were geyser and said you need Meshicha by Metatlin is Shema Nisufu Chitacha Bali, Shema Yomu Nisufu Chitacha Bali, that the Meicher might go ahead and pin the loss and not be incentivized to make sure that the Lekeach gets his stuff. Since this is a strange way of doing it, this is not a standard case of buying and selling Metatlin for money, because it had to do with the fact that you converted, in other words, you owed the money because of a previous transaction and now you're converting it. So the Rabbanon weren't geyser in this case. We said, okay, that only works if you hold that really Mois is kind of a daraisa and the whole idea of Meshicha, okay, which means that Rav Nachman, that would only work if he goes like Rav Yochanan. But according to Rav Shakish, that says Meshicha is Mefereshes B'Torah. So we said, you're right, Rav Shakish would have to hold, okay, he would have to hold like Rav Sheshes, okay, and that's the only way that those shitas would line up, meaning based on the way you're understanding how chalipin would work. Then we just tried asking one additional kasha from a Mishnah, where the way Rav Shakish explained that Mishnah, we said, metadlim, kainim zeh, sounds like Meshicha, and Rav Shakish came along to say, afilu kiss male mice with a kiss male mice. It sounds like that bear can be used, nasa chalipin. And the Gemara said, no, it's not real. It's not a real kiss male mice. When we say mice, it wasn't a real coin. Okay, that what was it? It was some sort of puzzle coin. And we're saying that even exchanging one type of puzzle coin for another type of puzzle coin, and what's the chiddush? That there's two different types of psulim. There's psulim, which means that it can't be used here at all, but it could be used somewhere else in, right, even in any standard transaction. That's a psul medina. And there's a psul machus, which says that it can't be used here, but it can't be used anywhere on an above board transaction, but there still is a black market, right, below the table deal it could be used for. So one guy obviously was going to a place where he could use one type of money, one guy was going to another place where he could use a different type of money. Again, these aren't real matbeas, and the havamin, that's why we needed both, to say that here you can do a, Rav Shakish wanted to say that here you can exchange a kiss mole of these type of mice for each other, because they're not going to be considered matbea, okay, even though they each, in a way, it does function as money, still we're not going to call it matbea. Yeah.